10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to Aging Info Radio. I am Susie Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. Our website is aginginforadio.com, and there you can listen to our show by streaming it live on the web. And if you miss any of today's show or you've missed any of our past shows, they are up on podcasts shortly after we air. And, of course, all of our past shows show pictures of our guests, a blog, and all their contact information, which makes my guests available if you need any type of help. Well, my show today is about being diagnosed with an illness or a chronic disease and, you know, what happens once you're diagnosed and, of course, the fear that follows. And when you have or you've been told that you have an illness or disease or say you have to be on medication for the rest of your life, the news is usually devastating, or at least to many. And surrounding yourself by the correct team is where it all happens. And my guests today are going to address the healthcare and the fear when this happens to you or someone you know. Well, my first guest is Sabelle Japsik, and she is a private patient health advocate with Next Step Advocate. And while raising her family over the last 30 years, Sabelle spent many hours volunteering in her community at schools, churches, and in local organizations. And she's always felt the call to help others, and now she is doing just that. She is the founder of her company, Next Step Advocate. And welcome, Sabelle Japsik, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for giving us this opportunity to share.
Well, I appreciate what you do. And as I have said to you, knowing you, that when people are diagnosed with an illness or even in an accident and they have a healthcare need, for many different variables, or they come into play there, a lot of people don't know what a patient advocate actually does, or as you call a navigator. So let's talk about your title and what that really does encompass.
Well, a patient advocate is really the person who's there solely for that patient. So they're there to bring all the pieces together. I'm the person who's there to speak for the patient if they can't speak for them, to get information for the family if they need that, to help empower them to make the best decisions by educating them, finding the best resources for them. So what I hope to do for a family and a patient is pull all the pieces together, not just the doctor or the nurse or the people in the facility, but to bring all those pieces together.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, because there's so much emotion involved in the middle of chaos, mm-hmm. with some, if there is an accident or an illness or somebody, you know, is diagnosed with something, all of a sudden, you know, all the unknowns show up and emotion.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't
exactly
really bring clarity to
right.
the situation enough. And this is where you come in as an advocate to bring that clarity to families.
Yes. You know, if you've ever had anybody in the hospital, you have a lot of information that comes at you quickly. And it's a crisis. You know, mom's in the hospital. She fell. What are we going to do? We're trying to get a hold of everybody. They say she has to go in for surgery. Well, what does surgery mean? You know, there's benefits to surgery, but there's also consequences of surgery. And so I come in and hopefully slow down things for a moment, try and get everybody to understand what that diagnosis means, what that surgery is going to mean, and make sure they're making the best decision, having all the resources available to them, having all the pieces of information.
So you bring it, you're like the glue to the family.
Yes,
are you
yeah.
a communicator also to the family?
Yes. So a lot of times they'll make me their point person. So then the doctors or the nurses will know to come to me and kind of give me the information that I can assimilate back to the families. Because they don't hear the same thing. You know, I always say I can be that extra set of eyes and ears. When you're in crisis, you hear things much differently than when you have clarity or when it's not personally your mom or dad.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, nextstepadvocate.com is Sabelle's website. Her phone number is 630-525-0056. Now, you use two titles, advocate and navigator. Is there a difference there?
Well, they're sort of interchangeable in the world of patient advocates, but I think that a navigator is more of a task setter, and the advocate is the one that follows the tasks, that does the tasks. In my business, I do both of those. So I just use both titles because if somebody is, let's say, Googling or looking for somebody, both of those would come up for me.
Now, patient advocate is a private pay, correct?
Yes.
And we'll get a little bit more into that. But, I mean, the whole terminology of patient advocate, it's really becoming more and more known, or we're seeing this. Is there an association attached to being a patient advocate?
There are. There are actually two national associations. One is called NAC. It's the National Association of Healthcare Advocacy Consultants, and the other is AFA, Alliance of Professional Health Advocates. And both of those help educate us, help keep us in the loop on healthcare changes. We have a lot of professional, what we call kind of buddy groups, where we work together because it is a brand new profession. I mean, these associations have been around about 5 or 6 years. So it's really just a new profession. And these associations are working on best practices, looking at what it might be like to be licensed. Right now, advocacy is, there isn't any real licensing or state or federal certification that we need to do.
Well, I think when people are having issues or problems, or maybe you could just say, you know, tell us what are some of those that you come up against or that you're seeing right now currently?
You know, something that's really happened in the last 10 years that I think everybody finds is we're all mobile. So mom or dad live here and their siblings live all over, or their children live all over the country. So mom ends up in the emergency room and somebody can't be there very quickly. So they can call us and we can be there to listen to what the doctors have to say, get the information to them, stay by mom or dad until somebody in the family can get there. So that happens a lot. Patient gets better, has to go home, but still needs some care. Their kids have to go back to their lives, to work, to their own kids. So again, we're there to kind of keep that going, that relationship. Relationship's really important in what we do. You know, we have a relationship with the whole family. I always say the patient is not my only client. The family is my client.
Well, you're so true about that with kids being all over the country. I mean, families are not in the same neighborhood like years ago,
right,
or down the street or just a town over. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all across the country. And then you add technology into that. People have expectations of family members communicating with them, and maybe they're not, and they don't understand because they're distant what's going
right
on. And the family member that's here is in a crisis,
mm-hmm,
with the whole situation. They don't have time to communicate.
Right.
So these are probably some of the services that you offer. What are they?
So I can communicate with the doctors back to the children. I can help get things. So say somebody's in the hospital and they have to be discharged. What's the plan? They need to have a visiting nurse. They need home health care. They need meals. Who's going to coordinate all that, especially from around the country? Or even if you do live here, but, you know, we've talked a lot, we've heard a lot about the sandwich generation. You know, people have elderly parents and young children. How do you figure out both of those roles? So that's where I can come in and help make sure that everything is managed at home, managing the care comes in, making sure there's meals, making sure the medications are getting there. And then if you go visit mom or dad, you just get to visit with them.
Yeah.
So I can take care of that.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And some of the other things that we do is we'll advocate at the insurance company for people. They get bills they don't understand. They get overbilled. They're not quite sure what they're being billed for. So I can sit down with them, call the insurance company, get some explanations for that. Sometimes people aren't sure if things will be covered. Can call and make sure that that's going to happen for them. And ask the questions that they aren't sure to ask with the insurance companies.
Well, I'm sure with the Affordable Care Act and all the changes that are still going to come about, being on top of that or understanding it and communicating it to a patient has to really help the situation.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you see the when people are admitted into a hospital or they're just under observation, you're seeing this?
I tell my clients that all the time. That's the first thing I tell them if they tell me that going to the hospital is to make sure you're being admitted.
Now, I mean, yes, they say they're being admitted, but how can somebody really make sure?
You absolutely have to ask the people that, because they'll bring you an admitting form, whether they're saying it's admitting or observation. They're going to bring you something to sign where you're saying, yes, I know I'm in care in this hospital. And you just have to know to ask that question. People don't know to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them to ask the question, or I ask the question for them, or I have their family members ask the question for them. And when you ask, am I being admitted or am I under observation, they're legally bound to tell you.
And the difference is how it's paid.
How it's paid for. Absolutely.
Through Medicare.
Yes, Medicare will not pay for observation. And you can be in a hospital for up to 3 days in under observation.
Which can run up quite a bill.
Yes, yes.
Yes, well, I'm here with Sibel Jabsik, and she is the founder of Next Step Advocate. Sibel, your phone number is 630-525-0056, correct?
That's right, yes.
And your website is nextstepadvocate.com. And she is a private patient health advocate, also doing the navigator part of the business. And coming up next, we're going to find out, is hiring a patient advocate only for the rich?
Great question.
All from Sibel. We'll be right back.
When you look in the mirror, you should feel happy. When you smile, you should feel confident. If everyday moments like chewing, drinking, talking, or just smiling for a photo make you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed because of your teeth, it's time to think about permanent dental implants. It's much easier and affordable than you may think. And Dr. Joel LaCruche and his team at Artistic Dentistry want to show you how customized dental implants can give you freedom and confidence back into your life. Call 708-301-6060 now for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation that includes free 3D digital scans. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. LaCruche to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Are you ready to have your natural-looking, beautiful smile back? Then call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness and take four or more medications, a senior program is for you, and you do not have to be a senior. You just need to take four or more medications. No more sorting them out or wondering what you've taken. Is it good for you? Is it working? Your care team will help make it easy. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. My guest today is Sibel Jabsik. She is a private patient health advocate for Next Step Advocate. And we are talking about exactly what a patient advocate is, also a navigator. And Sibel, this is a new position, and people are really reaping the rewards from it. I mean, when somebody is diagnosed with a chronic illness or a disease or in an accident, there's a lot of protocols that need to be done with with their health care. But is it affordable, or is it just for the rich?
That's a great question, Sue. And really, it's very affordable when you consider what not taking care of yourself can cost you. So we work with people sometimes on an hourly basis and sometimes per case basis, and we're always willing to work with them. Every case is different. You know, nobody has an exact the same situation, so how long it's going to take and what they need from me is going to be different. Sometimes it's just being on the phone and being a glorified researcher to get the answers from them. And sometimes it's really being on site, getting those doctors together, making sure they understand what they've been diagnosed with. So again, I said it's very affordable because not taking care of yourself or not understanding that or ending up in the hospital much longer can be a lot more expensive.
Or getting poor health care.
Or getting poor health care.
Yeah, right. I think that's important. Now, do any hospitals provide patient advocates?
You know, they do have something that is called an advocate in the hospital. You'll see that a lot of times. Most of the times that's their social workers. And they are there to help the patients to get them the information. But as any of us know that's had anybody in the hospital, they are overburdened with work. There aren't enough of them anymore. They can't provide the things that used to be provided. We were talking earlier, I remember 20 years ago when my grandmother was in the hospital, and the social worker was by her side all the time, told us what was going to happen next, what kind of facilities were available. She would call for them. They just don't have the time to do that anymore, mm-hmm. as much as they would love to.
Well, I think, too, following somebody down the road as their health care either gets better or if it's declining or what's possible and looking at, like you said, seeing it from different eyes than somebody that's emotionally attached to the patient. But why would somebody hire you? Or not you, but just any patient advocate.
Right, any patient advocate. They would hire us, one, if they were in a complicated situation they didn't understand, meaning they didn't understand the diagnoses. And we would help them find the resources to understand that. If, as we said before, they don't live right here and the patient lives here and they need to have eyes and ears on them. If they just need somebody to walk the journey with them, to go look at assisted living places with mom or dad and be able to look around and give them the right questions to ask. If you're just overwhelmed, if you're a caretaker taking care of somebody, you know, you need to take care of yourself too, to have somebody else step in and look at what you're doing with them. Maybe go over the plan with you to make sure that you haven't missed something or to give you a little bit of a respite in making some phone calls.
I think this is such an important piece of the health journey if you're sick.
Absolutely.
I mean, and with hopes of getting better, of course, any family wishes for that, but hopefully they do anyway.
Well, I hope we're the partner in that with mm-hmm. them. You know, there really is a lot of talk about, you know, taking control of your own health care and really being part of that of yourself. And people don't understand how to do that. So I hope we get to come in and build relationships with patients and families and help empower them to make the best decisions.
It's kind of like they're just going through the maze of, you know, choices as they come up.
Absolutely.
What's going to happen? You're not really sure. The unknowns are thrown in there and then nobody knows really how the patient's feeling and are they getting better? And then there's more questions.
Right.
And then there's limited time with doctors and the whole maze.
Or how long you can stay in the hospital. And a maze is a great way to look at it because, you know, you go to a maze and you hit a wall and then you have to go out and try again. And for people that are working full time and trying to help an ailing parent or somebody who's been diagnosed with, you know, a disease and they don't understand it, it takes a lot of hours of work to figure those things out. And you do end up against a wall quite often. So what we hope to do is help them, guide them through that maze easily.
And they can call you. They can call Jabel Sabel Japsik at 630-525-0056. You can also go to Sabel's website at nextstepadvocate.com. I think that as we move on down the road, most people will really realize the impact that a patient advocate can have on their care, and it'll become more commonplace to have one than not.
I absolutely think so. You know, right now insurance doesn't cover patient advocacy. My prediction is within 5 to 6 years it probably will, because healthcare providers, hospitals are going to see the value of having us take the hand of their patients and help guide them through this maze down on the journey with them. So right now it is private pay, but I do see that down the road that insurances will see the benefit that we provide.
And probably the cost savings will come into play because
Absolutely.
Somebody is navigating the
right.
care. Now, when hiring a patient advocate, what should someone look for?
That's a great question. I think you want to make sure that they're a member of these associations I talked about. This is really important since there isn't any credentialing available. This says that we're all sort of on the same page. You want to talk to them and get a feel for them. You know, this is going to be somebody that's a partner in what's happening in your healthcare. So an instinct is really important, a gut instinct. Is this somebody that sounds like they could be your other daughter? You know, I say that to people a lot. That's kind of what I am for you as another family member. So are you comfortable with them? You want to make sure that you understand the costs up front. What does that mean? You want to make sure they have a contract, that they're not just saying, yes, I'm going to help you and be surprised at the other end, so that you do have some paperwork in place that is covering both of you. And you do want to make sure they're insured.
Yeah, I think all those are very important factors. And just like with hiring anyone, there's just things that you need to look at. Is this going to work? Is the relationship going
right.
to work? Are the dynamics there? Is there conflict with family members?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all that has to come about, too. And do you put out sibling warfares?
You know, when you said that conflict with family members, that's one of the things that I actually love to do. You know, when somebody's ailing, especially mom or dad, and there's more than one child involved, there's usually a difference of opinion. What I find is the end goal is the same. Most people want the same thing in the end, but how they get there, if you think about a wheel, there's, you know, the center of the wheel and then all the little spokes that go to it. Everybody has a different idea. So I think we do a really good job at Next Step of putting people around the table, talking to them, and really helping them put a plan that works for everybody in the family together.
Well, I think truthfully that warfare that goes on in families does not help the sick person feel better or get better.
Right. Right. And I think if everybody can realize again that they have the same goal. The same goal is to see the person they love be better, to see the person they love live somewhere comfortably, live out their life or through this disease the best way they can. So if we can bring them together and sort of calm things down and have everybody get on the same page, that really helps the person who's sick get better. And it gives everybody a plan. You know, everybody sort of has their place in the family. So everybody still needs to feel like they have their place in the family. And how do we work that out together for the best of the person who's ill,
mm-hmm.
really.
Well, it's really interesting because so many baby boomers have huge families, mm-hmm. a lot of siblings.
Right.
I mean, we didn't grow up with two in a family. It was anywhere from 3 to 8 to
yes,
10, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you're very passionate about Next Step Advocate and what you do. I can just see it all over you. You must have a great story.
I love what I do, and I did not set out in the world to do this. I had people that showed up in my life, and we realized there was a need for this. I had a gentleman with ALS that I followed from his diagnosis through his passing. Both my parent and my husband's father got ill, and I helped them through their journeys. And I really realized there was nobody putting all the pieces together. And I could find somebody to help with each question, but nobody that was there when we were in crises to put all the pieces together. So we just kind of did some research, my husband and I, and actually my mother was a big fan. She passed away about 2 years ago, but she was the one that sort of lit the fire under me and said, yes, you can do this.
Yes, it's needed.
Yes, yes, it's needed. And so she's my inspiration every day to go out and help people and help families just figure out what their journey is and how can I best help them.
I think you just nailed it. You know, in the healthcare industry, there's a lot of people willing to help, but nobody is taking that help and really putting it together in a plan that is really going to move everybody forward.
Correct.
And
yes.
That's what Next Step Advocate does. And once again, Sabelle's number is 630-525-0056. And her website is nextstepadvocate.com. Sabelle, you have been a world of information today. I mean, it's so great what you're doing and the difference you're making. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me be here and to just shed some light on patient advocacy and share what we do at Next Step.
That's a really
Thank
great
you,
thing.
Susie.
And coming up next, I have Dr. Melissa Clark. She's going to address the fear factor in when you are diagnosed. All right here on Aging Info Radio.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
Gen Care Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. Gen Care provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. Gen Care patients love their doctors. Gen Care Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit gencaremed.com for more information.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does. I am talking today about patient advocacy and what happens when you are diagnosed with a chronic disease or you're in an accident and the fear factor shows up. And my next guest, she is an author, physician, consultant, and speaker, and that is Dr. Melissa Clark. Welcome, Dr. Melissa Clark, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you on. I mean, your book is great, and we're going to get into her book. It is Excuse Me, Doctor, I've Got What. But I'd like, with your practicing, being a practicing physician, I'm sure at times you see the fear factor in your patients.
Absolutely. I've had to deliver news that people don't want to hear quite frequently, unfortunately. And I think, you know, after the initial, you know, stages that people go through of denial and anger and sadness, fear and feeling overwhelmed is really at the top of their list because people are afraid of the unknown, and a new diagnosis brings a lot of assumptions. They may have seen a loved one suffer from the same thing, or they may have just heard scary things about whatever their diagnosis is and may not have a plan for how they're going to go about addressing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so difficult to diminish that fear. And, you know, scientifically, it's proven that fear and anxiety will harm your health.
That is so true. I talk about the five self-health actions that we all need to do, preferably on a daily basis, and one of them is manage stress. Because stress has been associated with every single major chronic illness in terms of making it worse. When it comes to pain, if you're stressed, you experience pain more intensely. If you have a cancer diagnosis and you're under stress and it's not being handled well, your outcomes are poorer. And just on down the line, stress is associated with a worsening of every condition.
Yeah, breathe, relax. Find
Absolutely.
Downtime. Find ways to de-stress.
That's right. So true. And there are a number of research-proven ways to do that. We all know about exercise, because exercise actually, when we contract our muscles, it releases a chemical into our immune system that helps to boost our immune system and counteract the effects of stress. And one method that's been studied the most is yoga, and also Tai Chi have been shown to help decrease stress hormones. Another is meditation, and also prayer, and also volunteering has also been shown to decrease stress hormones and boost our immune system so that we can be better prepared to address any condition or illness that we've been diagnosed with.
You know, it's so interesting, Dr. Melissa Clark. We hear these things over and over again, and the baby boomers just won't slow down. I find it so interesting, the number of people that say, I don't exercise, or I don't do that, or I overwork. And I'm thinking, we all know this information, but we do not always apply it. But I have a question that I've been thinking about, and that is, you're a practicing physician, and do you feel that people are being either overdiagnosed or overtreated in a lot of situations?
That is true. There's a lot of statistics when it comes to breast cancer and prostate cancer. Not necessarily that they're overdiagnosed, but sometimes overtreated, especially prostate cancer, for example, which can be a very slow-growing cancer. And sometimes very aggressive means are taken to treat it when that might not necessarily be the case. Also, sometimes people who may be near to their end of life or don't want to spend a lot of time in the hospital and want to have a better quality of life may end up getting treatments that debilitate them more than they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to have discussions with your doctor, your family members, to determine what treatment is right for you based upon what your goals are, the way that you want to live, and what your expectations are. And that's a crucial conversation to have with your doctor, because doctors are really being encouraged and almost retrained now to really include patients in decision-making. It's a whole movement in medicine called shared decision-making. And so you may see your doctors becoming more open to sitting down and having these kinds of conversations with you. And it's important for you to be able to think through with your family or loved ones or those whose opinion you value exactly what you want your treatment to look like, how aggressive you want it to be.
Well, I just have to go to the baby boomers, because we do not, just because the doctor says so, we definitely push that envelope and question it. Absolutely do that for sure. Right, Dr. Melissa?
I talk about the need to never be a passive patient.
We're going to hold that thought. We're going to talk more about that coming up next with Dr. Melissa Clark. Never be a passive patient. Coming up next, right here on Aging Info Radio.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
This segment is brought to you by Rantis Property Group. Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. My show today is about patient advocacy and getting rid of the fear if you are diagnosed with a chronic disease, an accident, or an illness. And I'm here with Dr. Melissa Clark. And right before break, you were talking about, Dr. Melissa Clark, about never being a passive patient. Let's elaborate on that.
That means that when we are in the medical system, a lot of times we feel like help is going to come from the outside and take away all our problems, our pain, our stress, our fear. But really, it's actually up to us and our loved ones to really advocate for ourselves and work more with the healthcare team as partners rather than being passive. And it requires a few steps up front and ones that directly address the fear that we talked about earlier. One is looking at your own mental attitude and starting off with the presumption that you are not your disease. I've heard so many people say, I'm an asthmatic or I'm a diabetic. And it's so crucial to know that, no, these are diseases that you have or a disease that you have, but it doesn't define you. And that's the first step in not being passive. I think educating yourself about your condition is also very crucial. And then getting a support network of family or friends or going to a support group of others who are going through your journey is very empowering. A lot of times we talked about the fear comes from fear of the unknown. Having a support group, people who've been where you are before, helps to give you the information and the empowerment that you need. And then I also talk about doing a mental health checkup, either for yourself or if you're a caregiver, someone that you love, to see, are they suffering from depression? Because depression, again, will make any illness worse. And it's a natural response to be sad in the face of an illness, and some illnesses actually are associated with depression, like certain kinds of heart disease. So I say, ask these two crucial questions. In the past 2 weeks, have you felt down, sad, or miserable most of the time? And then number two, have you lost interest or pleasure in your usual activities? And if there's a yes answer to either of those, it's important that you talk with a health professional about getting help and addressing that depression.
Well, I think it's so great that your book, Excuse Me, Doctor, I've Got One, is all about taking ownership of your health and health care, or making the health care actually work. And it's going to continue to change, as we all know. But I think it's really important to be, somewhat in charge of what's happening, which is very difficult, too, for a lot of people.
It is. And again, I think it's really crucial to have that support network of people that can help you. Take someone with you who you trust to your doctor's appointments to help you ask those crucial questions. I know you mentioned that you're going to be talking with a patient advocate, and I'm sure that individual who you'll be interviewing will also talk about patient advocacy and patient advocates and the role that they can play if you don't have somebody in your life to do that. But it's really crucial to go and be prepared when you go to visit your healthcare professional. Know the questions to ask up front, and I talk about that a lot. And excuse me, doctor, I have 5 must-ask questions that you should never leave your doctor's office without asking. I have questions that you should use to interview your healthcare professional to decide if it's going to be a good fit, somebody who you think you can work with. Because, again, you're being in charge of your health, you have to be able to work closely with the healthcare team to get the results that you want.
Well, I think with the diagnosis comes a roller coaster of emotions and needs and all the unknowns. And I think once the shock wears off and reality sets in, you know, that's when you think, okay, what's needed, what's next, and how to really manage it. And that is where my previous guest, Sabelle, talked about being a patient advocate. And it's so great that you're seeing this, being a practicing physician, that patient advocacy is happening.
Yes, I think it's wonderful. I actually even have a service myself where I will help people who need to have a second diagnosis or someone look over their records for them to ensure that added layer of quality. Because it can be very confusing, and sometimes people who don't have a medical person in their family or a patient advocate working with them, especially if their case is complex, need sort of a second set of eyes and ears. So I provide that service as well. But I talk about sort of a 9-point plan, and we've kind of gone over some of them already, but the first, obviously, is overcoming the passive patient mindset. The second, taking control of your lifestyle, knowing exactly those 5 things that you need to do in terms of nutrition, sleep, exercise, and managing stress in your life, and hydration, to make sure that your body is at its best to be able to address your disease. Creating a complete healthcare team, we kind of talked about that. Screening your healthcare professionals carefully. Developing a rapport with practitioners that you're working with. Being a prepared patient, we talked about some of the questions that you need to have ready. And then if you have to go in the hospital, how to create a positive hospital experience. That's also very important.
Probably one of the more challenging. Well, we're going to hear the rest of this and get Dr. Melissa Clark's words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio. Make sure you go to our website with aginginforadio.com.
Imagine having to move your 4-bedroom home into a 1-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
My guest is Dr. Melissa Clark. She is the author of Excuse Me, Doctor, I've Got WAD. It's a book about taking ownership of your health and making healthcare reform work for you. We were talking about nine things to do. Let's hear the other two, Dr. Melissa Clark.
Sure. The last two are if you're considering a clinical trial, how to evaluate it and decide whether it's right for you. And that might be if you have especially a difficult-to-treat disease or one that's rare, especially to consider that. And then finally, understanding the financial side of your treatment. A lot of people, unfortunately, don't and end up with a lot of high bills, and it's important to know how to go about addressing those. And so an Excuse Me, Doctor, which is really meant to be a roadmap for those individuals who are getting a new diagnosis and need to know where to start, I cover all that territory and really try to give a crystal clear picture of some of the great strategies and tips that you can use when you need to address a new diagnosis.
Well, you definitely are a world of information. In a couple words, give me your words of wisdom for the day.
Words of wisdom for the day. Again, never be a passive patient. Know what your resources are, have a plan, and get the support that you need to get the outcomes that you want.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Melissa Clark, and her website is just that, drmelissaclark.com. Thank you for being my guest today.
Great. Thanks so much, Sue.
All right. And if you are close to 62 years old, you may already know that at 62, you become eligible to start receiving Social Security. This age may or may not be best for your situation. Contact Jonna O'Connor, your safe money man at O'Connor & Associates. John will meet with you and show you many things you most likely do not know about Social Security. Call John at 847-274-2681. He also offers seminars all over the Chicagoland area. Give John a call for a schedule at 847-274-2681. My paw's pooch today is this Percy, a one-year-old lovely gal hound mix weighing at 47 pounds. Go to pawschicago.org or call them at 773-935-PAWS and meet Percy. This beautiful pup is waiting with her paws crossed for you to come and give her her forever home. That's right, Daisy. That is Percy, and Paws is 773-935-PAWS. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like they would a family member of their own. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. Give yourself a break with Respite Care to try it out for as little as 4 hours, 847-548-1330. All of our guest information from today will be at aginginforadio.com. With Sibel Japsik's Next Step Advocate website and Dr. Melissa Clark's, again, at aginginforadio.com. We also put a podcast up of our show shortly after it airs and pictures of our guests, their titles, contact information, website, and make sure you check out our marketing partners. Well, I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND.